LaShawn, thanks a lot for doing this. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm great, man. So we actually had my boy David Boreanaz from the TV show Bones on the show yesterday. Big Philadelphia Eagle fan. Absolutely loves you. We were talking about you and what a great year you had last year. And this year, you're on a mission to reach your potential by rushing for 2,000 yards, okay, a feat achieved only 7 times in NFL history. And for that added edge, you've announced that you've turned to the potential enhancing dryer sheets of Bounce for Men. And I know our producer, Travis, he didn't even know there were sheets for men that you could put in your dryer. So this dude is pretty pumped up, man. And I think this is a great cause because for your quest for 2,000 yards, Bounce for Men's going to donate $10 for every yard you gain, up to $20,000 to your Shades of Greatness Foundation. Talk a little bit about what you're doing and a little bit about the foundation.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm from Harrisburg, and that's about an hour from Philadelphia, so I'm pretty much home. And in my foundation, we do so much as far as trying to, you know, give back to all the communities. You know, kids going to school, you know, make sure they have the right things, the preparation to learn, you know, and to better themselves from the products of books, backpacks, pencils, pens, things like that. And actually having the right attire, you know, because nowadays a lot of schools have, you know, dress attire that you have to be, you know, in dress code, and we want to help that out. And also just on the holidays, you know, having somewhere to eat, you know, having something to eat and all type of things. So we do so much, man, with my foundation. You know, each year we raise so much money for the ALS Association, which my grandmother actually passed away a couple years ago from ALS. And then when that happened, you know, we thought of what can we do in her name, you know, to kind of help out that cause, you know, and donate money to ALS to hopefully one day find a cure.
Have you participated in the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yes, I have. Yep. I actually did it with my teammates, but it was even cool.
Oh, you guys did it before? Yeah, you guys did it before it got, like, it became the whole social media phenomenon?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like I said before, we've been dealing with it with ALS for so long, even before the Ice Bucket Challenge, so, which is pretty cool because I've been knowing about it, but a lot of people haven't heard too much about ALS. And now I think the side of Lou Gehrig, you know, type of player he was, you know, being diagnosed with it, and then just with the Ice Bucket, it's really changed a little bit.
So last night you got a rest and your team romped 37-7 in the preseason game, in your final preseason game against the New York Jets. And, you know, you had such an amazing season last year. And we talked with David Boreanaz when he was on the show earlier in the week. We were talking about Chip Kelly's offense. And this is a guy that came in the NFL, was heralded as a guy that was ahead of the curve, and a guy that, you know, in college famously was involved in so many clinics, and a guy that was bringing advanced formations and a quick offense, right? A high tempo offense where you're running at least a third more plays during the course of a game than the majority of the NFL teams. Tell me a little bit about when Chip first got to Philadelphia, LaShawn, and what it was like for LaShawn McCoy and the team as far as a learning curve under the Chip Kelly system.
It was tough because we didn't know what to expect. You know, we always heard of the type of offense he had and the big plays, that the capability that it had and the fast pace. That was really it. And other than him winning, you know, until he got here and really expressed how he felt, what he wanted done. And now we know. We know what he wants done, what type of fashion and high pace. And like I said, with Chip, man, we have so much fun with him. I don't think the media gets to realize what type of coach he really is.
And what type of coach is he?
Fun, you know. I love Chip. The way he can joke but also push you, you know, make you work hard to get things going.
Okay, so you led the league in rushing last year, and you're a guy that is incredibly competitive. I know that, you know, earlier in the last couple of weeks, you weren't too happy with the fact that you weren't able to. I think you had a thumb problem, and you weren't too happy with the fact that you weren't out there, because your quote was that when you're not out there, someone else is out there getting better. And what drives you week in and week out? You win the rushing title. What drives you this season? You got a team that could win the NFC East and has a good shot at making it to the Super Bowl. I think that you surprised a lot of people last year, and Nick Foles comes in and has a great second half and has the highest quarterback rating in the NFL. And again, can you comment on the team? And also, I know you're a Nick Foles fan and the season that he had in the second half of the season.
Well, the thing with Nick, and he wants to be the best. He works hard. You know, so the type of success that he's having, you know, I'm not surprised by it because he works hard. He works hard. I think, and even playing with Mike, he's learned a little bit from him, you know, because Mike is a good leader. And Nick is actually a quiet guy, but he's being more vocal. And he's young, too. He's stepping up. He's making the right plays. Things are not going right. He's making it right, you know. And I think at this level right now, he's playing at a high level. He's actually being confident. I think having confidence, man, puts you in a whole different dimension because once you're confident, you really can play fast and you can do the things you want to do.
So you speak of confidence, and you got this team this year that has to be pretty confident going into the season, right?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely confident. We have the right players, the right tools, and we want to win. We know what it takes to win. We feel like we have the right guys in the room to win, and that's what it's all about.
What do you think is going to happen on offense as far as the distribution of touches? You know, you've got Macklin at wide receiver. You got yourself who, you know, you had a bunch of touches last year. You led the league in rushing, as I said, but you brought in Darren Sproles, who I think is one of those guys that kind of flies under the radar, but a guy that's a playmaker, you know, and you lost DeSean Jackson, but you brought in another playmaker, and it seems like you've replaced the playmaking ability at least. How do you think the offense is going to shake out this year? A bunch of different formations, and is Chip's offense conducive to having ball distribution? I mean, Brent Celek was hurt for part of the season last year. You've got a lot of weapons on offense.
We do. And then, like, getting guys that were hurt back, you know, with Macklin. And even guys, the young guys like Ertz, you know, who's making plays, who's being that name, who's being reliable when we need him. And then the rookie with this guy, he's amazing. So look at these guys like, man, you know, where they come from. And we're kind of, everybody's talking about the DeSean, but, you know, when we get these new guys in that's making plays, and then adding those pros, a veteran who's been productive for years, I mean, we're going in the right direction. So I really say sky's the limit for this team.
LeSean, thanks a lot for doing this, and I just once again want to mention that in support of LeSean McCoy's quest for 2,000 yards, Bounce for Men's going to donate $10 for every yard gained, up to $20,000 to McCoy's Shades of Greatness Foundation. Now, your nickname, Shady, your mom gave you that nickname?
Yeah, my mom gave it to me, yep.
So,
I was a little kid, I was younger.
Yeah, when did you realize that your nickname was Shady? Like, how old were you?
Four, five, six, around that age. What happened was it started growing on me, like family members calling me it from my mom and then friends and then teachers and then coaches, and it just grew on me.
And you have the long holiday weekend. I don't know if you know that the Made in America Festival is going on in Philly this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll be there.
You going to be going down?
I'm going to go. Yep, we get a couple days off, so why not?
Yeah, man, go have some fun. Listen, enjoy your weekend. Once again, great cause, your foundation, and you know what? Giving the chance for children, like you said, man, giving them clothes and backpacks and stuff that they need to make a better life for themselves. It's you know what? I admire people that give back. And LeSean McCoy, thanks a lot for doing this today.
Thank you.
Eagle.